Well, I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by Brett McGinty. Brett, first off, congratulations. Another victory under the belt.
Hi, thanks, Owen. Another victory, 6-0 now. So, starting to climb the ladder and starting to pick a bit of progress. Going to get another 6-0 under my belt. A good hard 6-0, to be fair. For anybody that's seen the fight, it was, to be fair, the Italian, he came to fight and, you know, he was bang up for a fight. So, pretty entertaining all round, and like, I'm really happy with it.
Yeah, and did the fight go as planned then, Brett?
I would, like, it's one of them ones where it was a bit of an unknown coming into the fight, because I knew the Italian's record, like, I knew who he had fought. I knew he'd been 8 rounds, and he knew he'd been 6 rounds, 5 or 6 times, so, like, we expected him to be tough enough, but there was literally no footage at all on the internet or anywhere, because all his fights were local on the internet. So, like, I was going in the ring last night, not knowing whether he was South or Orthodox. It was, you know, it was a complete unknown. But he was a tough lad. Like, it was a good fight. But I'm sort of glad, because he came for a fight, and it was a good, interesting fight to watch, instead of, you know, somebody who just came to get through the rounds. Like, he was bang up for a fight, and so was I, obviously, and I think that I've made for a good fight overall.
Yeah, and he showed he had quite a strong chin, and he took a couple of big punches, didn't he?
I did, to be fair. Like, he took a couple of solid shots, and there was a good mutual respect between the two of us. Like, we touched gloves before the start of every round. You always have to say, you know, just a bit of respect in that, and then, but couple of times I spoke to him during the fight, like, and, you know, called him on or whatever, and he was talking back to me like he was bang up for it himself. So it's good to have them kind of fights. Like, I know what I mean, you fight the likes of these journeymen and stuff, but sometimes, you know, they're just there to get through the rounds, and it doesn't really benefit you. But I mean, he was a tough lad. I think each round was beneficial to me, and, like, I think that's a good solid 6 rounds to have under my belt too, as a push towards, like, titles.
Yeah, and talk to us about that support, the support there in the National Stadium. The stadium was rocking last night.
It was brilliant, Owen. It was hard to stay concentrated when I was walking out. The support was absolutely brilliant, to be honest. Over 200 down to support me last night, and I have to say they sounded like 2,000, but I was absolutely brilliant. Even Ricky was saying that to me, like, he says, like, yeah, we all have to start somewhere, and he says, like, this is how you build it now, good entertaining fights. That's the one thing about my side of fights. Like, I'm usually in fairly entertaining fights. Like, if I would have gone to, you know, who comes to fight, then, you know, it'll be a good watch. So I think they all enjoyed it. I really appreciate everybody coming down. You know what I mean? It's coming up to Christmas, and it's a big expense for tickets and travelling down, and a lot of them stayed in hotels last night in Dublin, so it's brilliant. Like, I really do appreciate them all coming down, and the noise of that is absolutely brilliant.
I'm sure that helped you spur on too in the fight, that you kept going, try to get the win for them.
Yeah, that's, there's some parts of the fight where, you know, obviously the going gets tough, and we have that crowd behind you pushing you on, it makes it that bit easier, and it gives you that bit of a boost. After the fourth night, I did hurt my hand after the fourth round, and I didn't really throw it in the upper stick at all, because I didn't want to risk it. But it was a wee bit sloppy now, but I came on strong in the last again, and felt like I was very dominant in the last round. But, you know, to have that crowd behind me going into the last round, it was absolutely brilliant day, and I would say, like, I do appreciate them all to support me.
Yeah, and of course, it was your first pro fight in Ireland. I'm sure that'll be the first of many.
I hope so. And, you know, like, as I was saying last night, a few interviews I had after the fight, like, Irish boxing has been starved on the pro scene. Like, it's just, for the talent we have in Ireland, and, you know, the level of fighters we have, realistically, there should be a show at least once a month. So we can only hope now that last night was the start of a chain of pro boxing shoes in Ireland, because like the talent's there, the interest is there. Like I was lucky enough to have Accurate up last night, but there's other boxers on the show that were well supported, and it was brilliant for them. Like, and it was, you know, it's just brilliant all round for Irish boxing. So hopefully now last night start many shows to come in the future.
Yeah, and then finally, Brett, another victory. What's the plans for next year?
The plans now on is to push on. Like, that was the sixth rounder last night, so I want to push on the domestic titles. Obviously, the first title on the list would be like a Celtic title. That's an eight rounder, so I'd have to step up to eight rounds. So I don't know if it'll be my next fight, but I mean, I feel like I'm ready for that now too. And I know Ricky's happy for me to push towards that. Like, for like a domestic title clash, you know, if it's Belfast or Dublin, you know, against another Irish fighter. Well, these are the fights you want. These are the fights that gets people interested. Fights people want to see. Like, so hopefully now in the new year, I think we'll probably fight towards the end of February, start of March. Whether that's going to be a Celtic title or not, I'm not sure, but hopefully it will be. And if not, that's the plan over the next 6 months anyway, to push on the Celtic title and start getting them in big fights.